Good evening. I'd like to call the Legislative and Budget Audit Committee meeting to order. Today's Wednesday, March 6th. It's 5 p.m. We have, we're meeting in the House Finance Room in the Capitol Building in Juneau. And for those in the room, please silence your cell phones. Today we have Representative Vance, Representative Josephson, Vice Chair Stedman, Senator Kaufman, Representative Johnson, and Representative Kronk present, and Senator Welikowski and Senator Kawasaki have joined us. And I think I said Representative Kaufman. I meant Senator Kaufman. No.
Representator.
Representator. Okay. We go back a ways, I guess. And I don't think we've got anybody online here. Doesn't look like it. We have a quorum to do business. Our agenda item, items on the agenda today. One of them is to approve the minutes from the last two meetings. Vice Chair Stedman, can I have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes for December 13, 2023 and January 15, 2024 meetings as presented.
Is there an objection to approving the minutes from the previous two meetings? Hearing none, the meeting minutes are approved. Our next order of business is to go into executive session to discuss a procurement approval request. Vice Chair Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B3 for the discussion of matters that may, by law, be required to be confidential. I ask the following persons remain in the room or online: the legislative auditor, necessary staff for the auditor, any legislators not on the committee, staff or legislators who are members of the committee, Helen Phillips, and House committee staff.
Is there an objection to going into executive session today? Okay. Hearing none, we would normally take a roll call if this was a longer meeting, but we just did a roll call, so we're going to use that as the roll call for the executive session. Let's take a brief at ease to clear the room of people who don't need to be here. Brief at ease. Okay, we're back on the record, and coming out of executive session, members present, Representative Vance, Representative Josephson, Representative Tomaszewski, Senator Kaufman, Senator Welikowski, Representative Johnson, Senator Kawasaki, Representative Kronk, Vice Chair Stedman, and myself, Representative Carpenter, as the chair. So during the executive session, we discussed a procurement approval request related to the fiscal year 24 process and an extension into the next fiscal year. At this time, I'd like to invite Chris Curtis, Legislative Auditor, to talk about the presentation.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Chris Curtis. I'm your State Legislative Auditor. So today I'm asking for your consideration and approval of a contract with an auditing firm for FY24 Federal Compliance Audit Services, and we will be asking them to audit five major federal programs for FY24. Last year, the committee approved a similar contract for FY23, five major federal programs. So this year, we're asking for that contract to be amended, extended for an additional year for the same similar type of services, five major federal programs. So you'll be asked to approve a total of $602,000, and that is the FY23 amount, which we're amending and adting $365,000 for FY24 services. So in total, it's $602,000, but really you're approving the incremental amount of $365,000.
Questions from committee members? Okay. Vice Chair Stedman, do I have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve an amendment to the Legislative Audit Federal Compliance Audit Contract with Clifton Larson Allen for an amended contract amount not to exceed $602,000.
Is there any objection to the contract amendment? Okay, seeing and hearing none. The amendment is approved. Thank you, Ms. Curtis. And there is no further business coming before the committee today. I would like to thank our staff for staying late tonight. Thank you to David Monroe with the LIO and Sophia Tenney with the House Records. And also thank you to my staff, Lauren Hughes and Cindy Rocky, for being here. We will be adjourned as of 5:25 p.m. Thank you all.